You're listening to Girls Gone Wild. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
And this is episode 31. We have a super special guest host today, Chris Scarfoli from CrossFit J.
Yay!
Hi, Chris!
Hi! Hi, listeners out there.
Chris represents the listeners of all listeners. He is a fan of the show, right, Chris?
I am a fan of the show.
That's a good start.
You know,
that's
right, it always right. Surprises me, though, when people at the gym listen, because I'm always like, oh, you actually listen to the show?
And I know, I feel that way. People are like, okay, so I was listening to your podcast, and I'm like, wait, back up. You listen? Great. Sometimes I feel like we're just like, it's like just Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just, I'm certainly excited to be here. It just feels really weird.
To be on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Because we're always talking about the show outside, and then Chris is like, really excited to be here. Oh, are you okay, Claire?
I was just testing it. We have some tea and it's really hot, and so I was just testing it. It's still too hot.
I was really excited to make Claire tea because her dad invented tea. So I was
father, the inventor of toaster strudel. I watched Mean Girls the other day, by the way.
I know, I saw it on Instagram.
I want to know what the obsession with Mean Girls is. Is it like kind of like the male version of like old school and
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Have I seen Mean Girls?
Yeah.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan was very kind on the eyes in that movie.
Yeah.
That was like her peak, I would say.
For sure.
Her career was Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, what's not to love about Tina Fey?
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah.
30 Rock and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Big fans.
I love.
So there's something about Mean Girls that I think every girl watches, and the references are just
like,
so hilarious.
Real life.
Yeah.
It's real life. It just fits in everywhere. So why not put it everywhere?
Right. And that's how I feel about old school.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So fair enough. Males and female versions.
Yes. Very much so.
So Chris is here today for a number of reasons, but mainly we're kind of flipping it around a little bit, and he's going to ask us a bunch of questions, and I'm a little scared. But
yeah, so this is like a what's the word I'm looking for? A meta interview.
Yeah, this is like super meta. And
I went to college. I don't even know what meta means.
like an interview within an interview. Like
oh,
an interview,
that's exciting.
Inception.
Yeah. Wow,
Inception,
man.
Inception, does that look?
We just blew my mind.
Layers and layers.
Yeah. Oh, let's get meta.
Yeah.
Totes meta. Hashtag meta. Okay.
So we want to look at this as Chris is the voice of the listeners. I think Chris is a good representation of the listenership.
I appreciate you you saying that as a man, Girls Gone Wild, good representation of the listeners. I first want to say, you know, how much I enjoy it. And I think I enjoy the podcast mostly because I know you ladies from the gym. And the funny thing to me about this whole deal is, I mean, I could count on one hand how many times I've worked out with you guys.
Yeah.
I haven't worked out with Joy maybe once or twice.
Uh-huh.
You know, same with Claire.
Because you always come in at 7:30.
Yeah.
You don't wad with everybody else almost ever anymore, do you?
No, just kind of at the 7:30
with
a couple of the other guys.
Yeah.
Weightlifting
mostly.
Yeah, doing a lot of the ollie stuff.
Yeah.
But
I've mostly interacted with you like outside of the gym at like get-togethers and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, during when I can be starstruck and be like, oh, that's Joy.
Yeah. Hi, Claire.
Honey, Callie, that's Joy. There's Claire over there.
What was it? Was it
your
TJ's
wife?
Birthday?
That's his wife.
Or was it TJ's birthday when like, I think it was either that or New Year's, and your wife came out to us, and she was like, oh my God, it's like a pot. Just keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah. When she heard us talking together, she was like, oh my gosh, this is really weird. I feel like I'm listening to an episode right now.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
And I was like,
that just makes us feel cool.
There you go. So,
oh my gosh, wait, speaking of being cool.
What?
I had a encounter. I had a celebrity sighting.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes. She had a celebrity,
I had a celebrity sighting.
I'm still waiting for
Can
mine.
Can we all tell celebrity sightings for
Yeah.
All right.
No,
I still have
someone celebrity sighted.
Oh, really? Of you?
Yeah,
he's celebrity sighted
me.
I was at CrossFit Deco last Sunday. I should have talked about this last
week.
Yeah.
And this girl came up to me. I was lifting, and I was, like, just flailing. And she came up to me. She's like, are you Claire? I was like, yeah. She goes, oh, my gosh, I listen to your podcast. I was like, oh.
That's sweet.
And her name was Carla. Hi, Carla. Anyway, and then afterwards, she was like, can I get a picture with you? I was like, really? You think I'm cool?
That's awesome.
It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I thought it was like you saw somebody. And
no,
you were like,
no.
Hey.
I've never done that.
No.
I've never seen anybody famous. That's not true. I saw Jeff Bridges at a party once.
Oh.
Yeah, the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
That's our claim to fame.
The Jeff Bridges.
So, and then your wife recognizing or freaking out.
Oh, and my friend recognized you at the wedding. Eric.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, my wife does not work out at the gym, so for her to come up.
I thought she was going to start.
She was, but life got in the way.
That's fair. as it depends.
Duly noted in episode 30.
Yes, yeah. Life does get in the way.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess what I want to do here for the listeners and how I wanted to represent this for everybody, you know, certainly coming to it from a male point of view and listening to how jeans fit people, and, you know, different mascaras, you know, I do, yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just have the way, you know, my view or my perspective on how this whole thing goes down, and I'm not social media savvy, and I don't even have a Facebook page. So, you know, to me, I don't understand how the whole blog thing works. I can tell you that it's very sexy behind the scenes. It was a very nice car service that picked me up and brought me here. The green room was a little weird, but the guy in the cage didn't freak me out too much.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
We tried not to freak you out with that.
It may have been Scott. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
Yeah, so, like, look, this blog idea, right? So, like, how many people listen, would you say? Or subscribers. I mean, do you know how many?
I do, actually. Yeah. We have about, on average, 1,300 to 1,700 people who listen to each episode.
Cool.
Or rather, 1,300 to 1,700 downloads.
Download it, right.
Yeah. So what if they just go on iTunes and stream it? We don't get that info. But I also am, like, not, we have this sort of ghetto podcast plugin on our blog that tracks all of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's free. So the analytics
we're just
are,
not
like,
real
right.
sure how
yeah.
accurate
yeah.
that number is.
I think
we
it's
like
pretty
to,
accurate.
Yeah.
Because
would,
it's pretty universal.
Like, think,
like, we have, yeah, like, they're, like, right around 1,500-ish per episode.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, for me, what I think is the, you know, the thing that keeps you coming back every week, right? After knowing you guys.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, we're at Starbucks with a tattered cover.
Yeah.
Having a conversation, walking down the magazine aisle and pulling.
Yeah.
You know, I pull Powder Magazine off the rack and you guys are probably pulling, I don't even know, is Mary Claire? Is there?
Yeah,
is
Marie Claire.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah, there
Cosmo's
you go.
Good.
Yeah,
Cosmo
or Cosmo.
What are you doing?
And you flip through the pages and you're just like, these jeans look good on her. And I'm like, that's cool because this helicopter trip looks awesome. Yeah, so
we're just hanging out. That's
yeah, and that's kind of the fun part of it. So, you know, to me, some of these questions that, you know, I'm spouting off or rattling is kind of comes from that. Like, well, why isn't there a follow up question to this or that? Like, for example.
Yes.
Yeah. Let it fly.
Why do you eat cow parts?
Oh, like all the organs?
Yes.
Because we all eat cow parts if
you
eat meat.
Yeah, okay, yes. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But like you're doing heart and liver
stuff.
Yeah,
there are a couple reasons. The first reason is that they're really good for you. They have a lot of vitamins and minerals that in really high quantities that you don't get elsewhere.
Yeah.
And second of all, so did you know Brandon used to be a vegan?
I did not know.
Yeah, so Brandon used to be a vegan. He was vegetarian for like 6 or 7 years. He was vegan for like a year and a half. And which I can't even imagine because he's no longer allowed to eat hummus because it makes him so gassy. So I can't imagine if that was like what he ate all the time. But he, so like switching to eating so much meat for him ethically has been pretty hard. So our sort of one of the ways that we try to deal with that is by using more of the animal.
Oh, gotcha.
And so like we feel better about it if we are using, you know, like the like rare, like the weirder cuts of meat and the organs because we feel like we're using more.
Right. Less weight. So that explains Brandon's leather members only coat.
Exactly.
Years.
It's actually a body suit.
He's
Whoa. Yeah, the pants zip on.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Peter's not going to like this at all.
I was like,
I'm making it up.
It's a pantsuit.
I was like, what? That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
A leather members only jacket?
Yeah.
And you didn't know about this?
Come on, Dre.
Because we have a members-only jacket in this house.
I don't doubt that somehow.
I'm married to Scott.
Are you,
this is way
is
before my time.
Is he the last member?
I know. Huh?
Is he the last member?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Way before my time.
Oh, she's not getting the members-only jacket.
I know what a members-only jacket is. But I mean, let me just throw this out there. I was born at the end of 1987.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... not so much.
I do have to say, it's really interesting, like, your perspective. And I wrote Joy about this after that one podcast with the Celestial Seasons. I can't believe, you know, Claire's dad came up with cinnamon yummy pillow tea, you know, like, whatever it is. Joy's dad came up with McCormick, you know, sea salts or something. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around it. So I, like, had to pull over on the side of the road and
That was probably
the best
email. I think I still have it saved at my work email.
I think
we read
it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I think we probably did because it was so funny. Because you could literally see him
Thursday's
like...
Thursday's the new black.
Thursday's
the new black.
because it was like your thought process was just so like I had to just get this out, and they're like, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
It was very stream of consciousness.
Stream of consciousness. Pulled off on the side of the road. I can't even handle my shit right now.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
I was very WTF.
The tea is the correct temperature now.
Okay.
Oh, good. Did you get yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about you with the non-vegan thing?
What about it?
Well,
like, how's it going?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good question. And as Claire was talking about it with Brandon's issues about no longer being vegan, I am feeling the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really hard for me to eat more meat.
Yeah.
And it's something I think about constantly.
Yeah.
I really haven't been eating a ton of it, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I'd say once or twice a week.
So you just kind of pepper it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I guess I can't really call myself like full paleo, but
I'm kind
of like in this middle world of really eating heavily plant-based and then sprinkling in meat,
which
I guess is kind of paleo-ish. But I don't know. I think the thing that I like about it, and I know I've said this before, is I like just having the option. And I like not having to go to a restaurant and be like, well, there's nothing on this menu. Or here, chips and salsa again.
Right.
So that's the nice thing about it.
Yeah.
Do you eat like more eggs than cheese?
Yes. Not cheese, but I do eat a ton of eggs. And I like that option too. So I guess it looks more vegetarian, but really...
Sure.
I'm trying to stay away from gluten and just
grains
and all that crap. So I'm trying to be mindful of that. And you know what really helped was the 30-day challenges that we did over the summer and over the years that we do. And that really helps to like just kind of get the mindset of what you should be eating.
Yeah.
But I wish Claire and I talk about this all the time. I wish I could be more intentional about like zoning my meals and like.
You're starting zone again on Monday. If you want to come to Whole Foods with me after this, I'm going. I'm zoning the crap out of my life.
So I might just have
tonight.
To just go just so I can observe.
Yeah, just come to my house.
See,
I just saw your anxiety level too. Like,
right?
I don't know if I could do that.
I just
something
so
to
stupid.
Whole Foods with
it's so dumb, but it's just like the. Like,
yeah.
I don't, I feel like my mind, like, forms this cage around my brain, and it's like, you're going to be stuck, and you're not going to have any options, and you're just going to have to eat, like, what's on your plate, which is so dumb.
Right,
yeah.
It's
just
you can
like
choose.
This,
you're an adult.
Yeah.
If you get to four blocks, and you're like, no, I need more
chocolate,
you can have it.
Yeah.
Oh, we have chocolate.
Is chocolate allowed?
Sure.
You can zone a
Snickers
bar.
I'm so tired of the paleo label.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you paleo?
What's
a legume? You know, like that, what CrossFit girls say, you know, video online.
Yeah.
It's really funny. But like, to me, I feel like it's more of a performance eating.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I've never zoned anything, and I probably could. I'm an ectomorph. You can look that up.
So is Brandon.
Brandon's a big ectomorph
like,
as well.
4,000 to 5,000 calories a day, just like to survive.
Just
let alone
sustain.
If he works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for us, we
are you
like,
serious? You're like that?
Oh, you would have no idea how much I put away in food. Yeah, but
well,
so
that's the nice thing about Zona is that like you can eat things like rice or oatmeal. Or Brandon eats bread.
Yeah,
that not a lot of bread, but he'll eat like toast before a wad. That you still get like a good sense of how much you should be eating as opposed to just being like, I'm going to sit down and have a huge bowl of oatmeal or whatever. Like, it's like you can still have those things in your diet, but still feel like you're being intentional about it as opposed to it feeling like you're cheating.
Yeah.
And, or as opposed to feeling like you're just off the wagon.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of like, which that's kind of, I think what I like most about Zone is that you can have cheese if you want, you can have whatever gluten or grains if you want, but you just like do it in a very intentional way. And so you don't feel like you're, you know, neglecting your
health. Do you guys get a lot of people, you know, writing in asking about, you know, different foods and, you know, different programs and how to do this and how to do that? Because you certainly, Claire, have done a lot with, you know, the paleo freezer program and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I get a lot more to my blog than we do to the podcast. Really.
Yeah.
I think mostly to the podcast, we get a lot of really awesome emails about women who say, you know, like just want to write us and tell us their story.
Yeah.
Or who write us and tell us. My favorite ones are like, we get some people who write and tell us like, you know, I wasn't sure I wanted to do CrossFit. It was really intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard your podcast and I realized
I realized it's not scary.
Right,
and I can walk into a gym and people will be nice to me. And
right. But I get a lot like to my blog, a lot of people will write me. And I used to have a bunch of like CrossFit style workouts on my blog and I took them down because I was just like, I am not qualified to do these. And I kind of felt bad having those like out in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But so I guess I get a lot of emails, people like who want ideas for workouts they can do like, you know, at home or whatever. And I'll try to give them like some, you know, like here are some moves I would recommend you could try or whatever. But I kind of have tried to step away from, like, giving a lot of fitness advice, but I do give a lot of paleo and zone.
Yeah, because Claire's read a ton about it, and she's tried a lot, so she can speak very well about it.
Yeah.
I always am kind of like, either talk to Claire, or there's a ton of podcasts about the paleo diet.
Yeah, I'm sure I bet.
There's a ton of diet podcasts. There's people who do this for a living, so I usually refer them to that, because that's certainly not our expertise.
Yeah, right.
We just want to sit around and talk about CrossFit.
Yeah,
right. And
I always tell her, like, start with is, like, you know, this is my experience. And we have done a lot of experimenting with, you know, everything from zone to sugar detox to Whole30 to paleo to not paleo, whatever, and kind of found what I think works for us. But, like, that really, what that experience has taught me is that it's, like, everyone needs something different. Like, even paleo, there is no one size fits all paleo. Like, some people need a lot more, you know,
Apple Jacks.
Yes, like Alex Wand, who still eats Lucky Charms.
Do you eat Apple Jacks?
No, no, but I would love to.
Oh.
I just don't. I mean, I think the big. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, because you eat so much. Do you eat like just fun stuff?
The
sometimes?
Biggest trash that I eat. So I have like I have my cheat meal, which I have once a week. But the base trash eat is like golden Oreos at night with a little glass of milk.
What Oreos?
Golden Oreos.
What are golden Oreos?
It's like the blondie of Oreos.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's your jam?
You don't like normal Oreos?
Is that your jam?
I don't know. It's just like I've always liked the vanilla.
Do you know it's Girl Scout cookie season?
I do. My wife just got me some Tagalongs.
What?
Tagalongs.
That's amazing.
That's the shortbread one.
I like the
best wife ever.
Yeah, no. Well, yes.
If anybody knows any Girl Scouts, I want some.
I have a ton of people
bar.
At work. I have a ton of people at work.
My
brother's putting
bar.
In orders.
But I want to, like.
Do they?
Oh, my God. They stock, like, everything, and they put it in the windows.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Of course
they
do.
I
want to, like, support a Girl Scout.
Oh.
Like, I
because they just go get it directly from the factory.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Like, I want
so,
some Girl Scout to be able to, like, get a new badge because
I'll
of
hook
me.
You up.
Yeah. I
want to
be.
Oh.
Yeah. I you want to know the people you deal with.
Most.
Like, who's my rep?
Yeah. Who's your father?
Is Susie my rep?
Yeah.
Well, basically, I just want to be able to make an excuse for feeling good about. I'm like, but if I eat this Girl Scout cookies, I'm supporting the education
Julie.
Of a
totally.
Young woman.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I right.
No, I'm just like cookies.
More cookies.
More cookies. But my cheat meal, the double baconator at Wendy's once a week.
Oh my god.
But it's okay. It's a double baconator. It's
a double,
not a single. So,
so it's okay.
You go all for it.
We're good. Right head first.
Oh my god.
Like, god damn it, I spilled that grease on my pants again.
This
you know?
Morning I had a French toast
double bacon
sandwich baconator. With fried chicken in the middle at the Buff in Boulder.
Really?
Yes.
It sounds delicious.
I really want to go to Voodoo Donuts. I
oh,
don't
yeah.
know if
and
I
had a Captain French donut.
We
no,
were, ever since Claire posted that photo on Instagram, I've been dreaming.
Can I tell the story about the Divine
dreaming.
Masculine
yes,
real quick?
Yes, please go.
So I went to Voodoo Donuts, which, in case you guys are unfamiliar, is the, like, hipster capital of the world. And it just so happens to now have a remote location in Denver. They have two locations in Boulder. In Portland. Boulder. Same thing. Portland.
Both country, yeah.
And so now they have one in Denver. And it's in, like, the trendiest neighborhood in Denver. It's in Cap Hill. And we show up, and it's, like, it's snowing. It's real shitty out. And there's still, like, a 15-minute wait. We stand in line. We get up to the front, finally. And one of our friends went up and was, like, what can you explain, you know, what's on this one certain donut? And she goes, well, you know, it's a chocolate donut with chocolate frosting and chocolate, like, cookie on top. And, you know, she goes, it's this really intense, like, basically, she's, like, it's just really chocolatey and rich, and it's a very intense experience. We were, like, are you talking about a donut? And then he goes, okay, well, I think I'll have this other one, which was basically the same kind of donut, but on a, like, a white donut instead of chocolate with Oreos instead of just chocolate cookies. And she goes, yeah, I think that's a great choice. If the Old Dirty Bastard, which is the first one, is the Divine Masculine, then this is the Divine Feminine. I was like, are we talking about donuts?
Are we still?
Or is this, like, a women's literature class?
Am I in college right now?
Am I on the right line?
Yes.
I just wanted a donut.
Well, and I didn't tell you guys about this. When we first walked up, she was drinking coffee, and I was like, hey, how's it going? I was like, good, how's your night going? She's like, it's a little weird. I'm drinking coffee with cream. I don't really like cream. She's like, I like my coffee to be just black, like most things I put in my body. And I was like, oh, wow. And I was like, wow, we're really learning a lot about you. And she was like, no, just kidding. I'm a virgin. I was like, even more information.
Stop it. I was like, guys, what are you doing?
Here, I thought we were just talking about licorice.
Right. I thought we were talking about, this whole time, I was like, I just want a Captain Crunch donut.
Right. Again, it's just a Captain Crunch donut. We're going to get out to go now.
Yeah, I was like, one Captain Crunch donut, please. No more talking.
No more talking.
There'll be no more questions.
Yeah,
no more questions.
You have to.
Yeah, exactly. clean. I was like, oh my god, this is so intense. Anyway, so
next
it was
time,
like,
next time you have to Instagram a picture of her.
Oh my gosh, it felt like the most legitimate voodoo donut experience I could have possibly had.
Yeah.
I was like, I went into a donut shop, I waited for 15 minutes, I got a designer donut, and I was talking to you about the masculine or the divine masculine and feminine, and I had just so many sexual innuendos.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was like the donut.
There's a chapel there, right?
What?
Like, you can get married there.
No, someone just got married the first day that
it
opened.
I thought they do weddings.
Somebody got married at Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah, the first day it opened.
I thought they did weddings.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of their thing, too.
I don't think so.
I think
someone
like,
just came in and got real excited.
I think they'll
deliver
donuts to your wedding.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's probably.
They have, like, wedding packages, but it's, like, for donuts for your wedding.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but that was on the news. I remember saying that. Someone got married in Voodoo Donuts the day that it opened.
That's dumb.
I know. Yay.
Whatever.
Good for them. We celebrate life in so many.
We
don't judge.
Yeah. We don't
not
judge.
Not in front of them.
I was
we
judging.
Judge them behind
I was judging a little
right
there.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wait. I want to know what your cheat meal is. Obviously, you kind of get after with some different stuff, right? What is a vegan
meal? Yeah, I don't discriminate.
Okay. Probably, I'm trying to think. Pancakes is like a huge, like.
Where do you go to get pancakes?
With like the red mill.
What's it called? Breakfast on the Edge across from Sloan's Lake has, I used to get these, I don't know, I haven't gotten them in a long time. They're called Johnny Cakes.
Okay.
They're like vegan pancakes, but they're so good. Oh, anyway, so those, and then, so my cheat is like, I'm a crazy sugar person.
Okay.
So, Whole Foods also had this, vegan chocolate cake that they just sell it in like one slice.
Oh, really?
So delicious. And it's called Joy's Chocolate Cake.
What?
Oh, wow.
So, right. So, you buy it that
vegan.
Much and they're like, this is just going to be called Joy's.
Yeah, and it's
all
vegan.
Right.
So, I was like super. I haven't had that in a while, though. I've been trying to cut back because I can go sugar till the day I die.
I would say my big, like, if I'm really in the mood for a cheat meal, I'm going to go with nachos.
Are you?
I
not mac and cheese?
Nachos is my favorite food.
Wow.
If I had to live, like, if I could subsist solely on nachos, I, in a heartbeat, would do it. Breakfast nachos, there are just so many options. You can have breakfast nachos, put some eggs and bacon on there.
Yeah.
You can have, like, normal nachos. There's, like, all just the unlimited amounts of nachos in the world.
I love fries, too.
Oh,
fries are, like.
Fries are staple.
Yeah.
Fries are staple.
Salty crunchy is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Salty crunchy is my jam. So good. I did have mac and cheese last night, though.
Did you?
I had, like, the bugs. They were like little macaroni shaped like bugs.
Yeah.
They're
wait, where did you get those?
At Sunflower? Or Sprouts?
Oh. It doesn't feel weird eating bugs?
I mean, they're just like little shaped like bugs.
Not
shaped
like shells.
Bugs.
They're actual
like,
bugs.
Yeah, like the little shapes. You know, like they have like Toy Story ones.
Yeah.
They're just bugs. They're because they're organic.
Oh, they're organic.
Yeah. So
they're organic bugs.
Organic bugs are great.
They're delicious.
They're
totally
delicious.
Fine.
I like them with the side of cow heart.
Yeah.
Mm. Bison heart, actually.
But.
That's as big as her head.
I ate,
oh my god, it's so good.
I ate bison liver pate this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, I didn't invite, did you?
Yeah.
You did?
What?
No.
Did you
to the pate? Did
what?
You invite to the bison liver pate?
Oh, no.
No.
Is it good?
She once invited me when I was on my way home. She's like, you know, I just made, I don't even know
bison
what it was.
Bison heart curry.
Curry. And
oh,
I was
really?
Just like, I was so hungry because it was so late. I was getting home from work late. And I was like, I was so hungry, I almost drove over to your house just to eat that. Even though it freaked me out.
I could have fought down the curry.
Heart is actually, you would be surprised how much just like normal meat it is. Because heart is just a muscle, just like a normal cut of meat.
Right, right.
It's just like really lean meat.
Yeah.
But like the organ meats taste different, but heart is just like a really lean
meat.
Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But the bison heart is just so big.
Done. Noted. Noted.
Notice that she air wrote.
I air wrote
it.
Well, Claire.
Yeah.
Claire air writes.
Yes.
Claire's having a
Sprouts.
Hard time right now because we're sitting in
it's
actual
okay.
chairs
I'm eating,
today.
I'm drinking my tea.
So she can't air write on the ground.
All right. So let me ask you this. Let me shift gears for a minute.
Yes.
So you talked a lot about your guys' different documented anxieties and things of that nature.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chris. Just kidding.
So, but one of the things, like, so being immersed in the CrossFit culture, very, very intense. And I think it helps you in different areas and aspects of your life, right? So has the CrossFit helped you with mental toughness in that anxiety and getting over different things?
I think we talked about this in the last episode where I see the biggest difference is, I wouldn't say anxiety, it probably plays into it, but the competitive stuff
and
the beating myself up.
Yeah.
I know that kind of goes into some of my anxiety, but that has helped where I've really kind of stepped back and said, Right. Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I being competitive on this
right.
level?
Yeah.
To where it just wasn't serving me and I was actually just feeling bad about myself.
Right.
So that's really helped, I think, just kind of step back into it for better reasons, which for me personally, I think helps with my anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every situation for sure.
I don't think it's
but just, about, but. I think there's something to be said too about the mantras that you tell yourself on a daily basis. And I think that has significantly changed for sure.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I think that it definitely gives you an outlet for your anxiety because I think one of the biggest problems with anxiety is feeling like that you can't do anything about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you like get in this just cycle of like, you can't get out of it. And so when you have something like CrossFit, it gives you this very tangible way to deal with it, which is super, makes a huge difference. But I think the other thing that it does for me, which is sort of indirect, is that a big part of my anxiety, it comes from feeling like I can't do things right or like worrying about failure. And so when I'm like doing and accomplishing things in CrossFit, it gives me the like more confidence. And so later, if I'm in a situation where I'm anxious and feel like I can't do this, then I'll kind of think about something I accomplished in CrossFit and that'll make me feel more confident.
Right.
And I think that in a lot of ways, confidence is the opposite of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so I think that, you know, like it might not be a direct, like in the moment thing, but being able to sort of refer to those experiences and be like, okay, well, you know, I have shown myself that I can do things I don't think I can do. And then that, you know, can help kind of subside the anxiousness.
Right.
Yeah. And I think, in my opinion, how we do one thing is how we do everything. So if we're in CrossFit and I'm doing something and I'm doubting myself and I'm not pushing through or finishing something that I started or what have you. And there's a couple instances I've talked about on the podcast where TJ will catch me if I haven't done something
enough
or to my full potential and he knows it, he'll call me out on it. And when he catches me, I'm kind of like, yeah, I kind of do that in life, don't I? So that's just something I observe for myself of where I can be better.
So let me ask you this, from your guys' perspective, where does being pushed by being challenged by the coach is okay and where it's not? So for example, like, oh, we got to throw more weight on there, where it's like, you can honestly probably do the extra 5 pounds or the extra 2.5 plates on the side versus like, I'm going to get hurt. I do not feel comfortable because I think that, you know, the whole CrossFit dirty little secret and this, that, and the other thing, you know, people getting hurt in CrossFit, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with people just saying, hey, time out. At the end of the day, this is my body. And if I don't feel comfortable with this, I am not going to do this.
Yeah.
But I think there's a fine line between that and being challenged to your potential.
Well,
right?
I think that is the line is like that personal responsibility, because I think like what Joy was saying, a lot of times your coach will come up to you and say, hey, you can put more weight on the bar. And you know, like, yeah, you're right, I can. And I'm just trying to kind of, you know, and like, for example, last night in the WOD, it ended with, did you do yesterday's WOD? No, you didn't.
No.
It was horrible. It was 500. So it was a 500 meter row, then 50 push-ups.
That was really tough.
400 meter
really
row,
tough.
40 knees to elbows, 300 meter row, 30 plate ground to overhead, 200 meter row, 20 high box jumps, 100 meter row, 10 thrusters. So like the thrusters were supposed to be 75-115.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only 10, but it's like at the end of this really long, you know,
really
you're like 15, 20 minutes.
Course,
and your grip is just gone. And And I was going to go at 65, and Jen Anderson was like, I think I'm going to do 75. I was like, damn it, Jen. And, you know, and then Coach Mike was like, kind of, you know, started like, you know, you should put 75 on. And I knew, like, I can do this, but I just didn't want to. And I think that, you know, but I also have had moments with, you know, all the, probably not so much with TJ, but, you know, definitely a little bit with Coach Mike where he'll say, you know, like, I think you should go heavier. And I'll just tell him, no, like, that's not what my goal is for today.
Yeah.
And I think it really comes down to you advocating for yourself. And when you're a beginner athlete, you don't have that.
Right. You don't have any base.
Right. Any
exactly.
base. And so I think that, you know, any experienced coach is going to have you go, like, almost ridiculously light until they see you, you know, and they get a better gauge for, like, what you can do.
Right.
But I think that it really comes down to, like, you knowing your own body. And, I mean, I even, like, I coached the one class I coached where I was coaching one of the girls with a snatch. And she could snatch 55.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, a three-position snatch thing. And she just looked at me and was like, I can do this, but I don't – but I feel like I'm just, like, making it happen. Like, I don't feel good about it. I was like, okay, great. Then go to 45. You know, like, it's your call, I think, in the end. And I think that's what's, like, so frustrating about people who write those articles about CrossFit is it's, like – you know, you can say all you want about CrossFit and the coaches, but, like, at the end of the day, you have to have some personal responsibility for your own safety.
I agree with that. And I also think coaches have a really good sense of when they see, well, for our coaches, you know, TJ will say, when your wheels start to come off and you're losing your form,
right,
stop there. And I've, you know, I think I've snatched 105, but it's not pretty, and I don't think it's cute.
Sure.
And so I'll, whatever we do, whenever we max out on snatches, I get real scared around 90, 95.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I would rather have the quality and have a really good looking lift than just, like, muscle it over my head.
Right.
But that's the safety thing, too, is I think they know that they, you know, they know it's possible, but then it's kind of like, where do you balance the form?
Right.
But I think where TJ knows, and I think this is the other thing, is once you become established in a CrossFit gym and the coaches know you and you know what you're able to do, I would really put some time into that of just letting yourself get to a point where you feel comfortable and you know what you can handle and cannot handle.
Right.
Because TJ will come up to me and say, you know, I know you can go heavier, because he knows I can, because I'm like, I'm right around where all the other girls are.
Right.
And it's like, I know you can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, because he knows my strength. So if I was new, or I don't know, I didn't really develop my relationships in the CrossFit gym, and you just kind of like come in
right,
and leave.
Right.
he would never know that. So,
yeah. Well, and one of the things also that I remember learning in the level one was like the threshold training concept, where it's like, you know, your threshold is not only mental, but, or not only physical, but it's very mental too. You know, it's like you could have an athlete who you know is strong enough to do, you know, 10 squat cleans at 55, but if they get to the third one and are just like crying, like, I can't do this, like, well then they can't, you know, it's like, that's a part of it as well.
Yeah.
And, but I think that it's like, that is just an interesting, like, I don't know, kind of a gray area. Cause it's like, you do want all, like, not only do you want to push someone, like, you want to see the coaches pushing you, but, like, you want to be pushed. Like, you know, you wouldn't be in CrossFit if you wanted to just, like, be comfortable all the time.
Yeah.
So I think you also have to, like, be ready for those experiences where you kind of have to tell yourself, like, okay, you know, I don't necessarily want to do this, but I think that, you know, but, like, deep down, I know that I can make it happen.
Yeah.
But I think that everybody, if they're honest with themselves, kind of knows that about themselves.
Yeah. Like, yesterday, that was such a tough WOD that I really needed someone to be in my face, being like, go, move, go.
Right.
And Coach Mike, right at the perfect times, would always come up to the rower and stand by the rower and be like, come on, and be yelling. Like, that's exactly what I needed, because I hate rowing. It's one of my huge weaknesses. I just, every single time, like, why has everyone done before me? anyway, but thank you, Sandy, by the way, for emailing us the tips on rowing, because I'm going to read up on that.
Yeah, I've already used her stomping tip, actually.
Yeah.
I've been using it.
Stomp. I have two. Thank you. Sandy.
Stomping.
Yeah.
Sandy is one
like
of
when
our...
When you start the pull, I think about, like, stomping.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Really, like, to really, like, engage your push. Where you're, like,
gotcha.
But that's where I needed a coach
yeah.
to be, like, to yell and push. And that's a perfect example where it's great. But then there's the times where I think it is a balance of where mentally I can go to a place where I'm, like, I'm really, really scared. But I know I can do this.
Yeah.
So you just have to...
Yeah.
I think there, you just have to really know yourself well.
What's your big power song in the gym? Like, you've got some 80s.
So many power songs,
you know,
in the gym. Footloose is a big one.
I know you and the Loggins, Messina. Is it Messina and Loggins or just Loggins?
Just Loggins.
Just Loggins.
And Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
That's my dirty little CrossFit secret.
Is it really?
I know.
It's like it's just like pumps you up. So
that or Kesha, I don't care.
Why is Kesha famous? Let's talk about that.
I know.
Yeah. I would have to
there's
say.
There's a dollar
catchy.
Sign
it's,
in her name.
It's real
know
catchy.
That?
It's real catchy.
Yeah, her stuff
it's
is real catchy, but I'm listening to it. I'm like, this person has no talent. But it's like a karaoke, like a really catchy karaoke performance. All of her songs.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, if you love Kesha, I'm sorry to be.
Sorry.
Stomping on your parade. But Whitney,
I'm not offended.
Whitney Houston.
I was a Kesha fan.
Kenny Loggins. Michael Jackson.
You're a Kesha fan.
Don't tell anybody. That's my dear little CrossFit secret.
Well, everyone knows now.
Damn it.
12 to 1,500 people.
Well, I wish, you know, we have a Claire and Joy takeover playlist, and I wish they would play
someone
it.
Play that?
Yeah.
Well, there's Loggins on there.
It's amazing. it's on Spotify.
Okay.
And I think I sent an invitation to TJ so he could accept it. And
uh-huh.
so, or I don't know if, like, that's how it works. So anyone can find it, whatever.
Right.
So that TJ can just put that on when I'm in the gym. It's on Spotify?
On the Spotify.
Claire,
yeah,
on the Spotify. I put a "the" in front of everything lately.
I love it. I love it.
I'm feeling, like, so old these days. Anytime I email Claire about, like, social media stuff, I'm like, why am I not getting this?
What's funny, and I was saying, is kind of that age gap, right? Because, Joy, can we talk about...
Yeah, we can talk about my
36.
Age.
36, right? So I'm 36 as well.
Yeah.
Okay? And Claire's 27?
26.
10 years.
Age.
Yeah.
but so there's a 10-year difference there. And for me, I can see the differences in perspectives on life and where you are in different things. And,
yeah.
But it's just kind of interesting at times. So
yeah, Joy's like my CrossFit big sister.
Yeah,
she hands me her clothes.
Oh,
and
I totally
wow.
I give her clothes. And
yeah, it's adorbs.
What's why Lululemon? Like, I love to buy things for $118 too, but
yeah.
Like, what?
These are my Lulus.
Yeah, and you got your Smart Bowls on too.
These are my
Lulus. Those
Lulus.
Are good. I like those. She's
got
like her ski socks
are,
on.
I got like.
Are those Lulus too?
Yeah.
Yes.
These are like track pants.
Yeah.
These are like track pants.
That's going to totally blow someone's ear off.
I know.
I'm so sorry. It's my first time.
We tried to warn him about the volume and he's not listening at all.
Very animated. We'll try to get my hand gestures on them.
My voice.
Yeah, right.
Away.
Right. Here's the deal. Like, my wife, Lulu.
Yep.
I just, for me, when I buy gifts for her, it's I'm going to throw money at the problem. So what do? I go right into Lululemon, have the same problem. I want this shirt right away. We don't have any more. How do you not have any more?
Yeah,
we talked about this actually 2 episodes
ago.
I'm so frustrated. Right. That's where I'm coming from. It's like,
right.
I know exactly, but I don't know
but
why
think,
you guys like Lululemon so much.
Because it used to be really good quality.
It used to be really great.
So quality.
Quality
yes.
is the thing. Because
okay.
like when you're doing CrossFit, the last thing you want to do is be pulling up your pants the whole lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lulu, honestly, up until... the last year.
It's see-through and pilly now.
Yeah,
right.
But
yeah.
before, it was pretty much the only brand that made leggings that didn't fall down while you used them.
Okay.
And so that's the big thing. It's really just quality. And I think everyone who knows and loves Lulu will agree that, like, it's ridiculously expensive, but it's worth it. And that's
mm-hmm.
the reason that you
yeah.
get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cute colors and patterns, and they kind of have, like, a theme every time they
yeah.
come out with a new line where it's, like, these colors
yeah.
with the
like
Wonder Runners and
oh.
the shorts. And so
right.
and so you're always kind of waiting for, like, what color scheme are they going to come out with this time?
Right,
and,
right.
I don't know, like, the scuba hoodies, they have, like, the staples that are really cool and,
mm-hmm.
like, really well-made and the quality's great. But I don't know. I just feel like every time I go in there now, they're either out of everything.
Yeah.
Nothing new, same colors. I haven't seen any change. So I'm like, what is going on with them? Because
you should help them and buy out all the black Wonder Runners.
You know,
right.
I just... so I've kind of moved on. So we've talked about like Wad Gear
yeah.
and going on like, you know, Nike or Reebok.
Sure.
I went to Dick's Sporting Goods to get my Ollie shoes a couple
yeah.
weeks ago. And they had
oh
a really awesome Reebok.
Did you see the Reebok leggings that just came out? Like the clouds?
No.
Oh my gosh, I'll look them up for you. You're going to want them
I'm
so
sure
bad.
They're super cute.
You're like,
yeah.
ship it.
So there's like a couple people sent us links for different types
yeah.
of leggings, and they have some really cool leggings out there where they're like, you know, like Claire's saying, like the clouds or like the sunrise
mm-hmm.
is like on the leggings. So, I mean, that would be really fun. But Lulu was just, there was nothing like it for a while. And I think now it's just, it's not impressing me. So I'm
gotcha.
I'm still waiting. I haven't lost,
yeah.
I
like
haven't lost
fears.
Hope.
Like I want it to make
yeah.
a comeback.
I really do. Brittany Jean, have you tried her new?
No, it's just making a comeback.
She has a new album out.
Well, I know, but is it
oh.
a good one?
I haven't seen
I just
it.
Know that perfume song really bugs me.
Wait.
Yeah, that is.
So wait, what's your power song? You didn't tell me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Missy Elliott, Lose Control.
Really?
That is
yeah.
a good song. I love that song.
Lose Control.
Yeah. I used to listen to
nice.
That's a great song. Recently, Bruno Mars came on, and while I don't really like him on the radio, it was real catchy in the gym,
yeah.
I gotta say. Oh, and then
he's doing Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, and then, yeah, those are amazing. Claire just showed me a picture of these leggings.
Yeah, you're probably gonna need
and
those.
And these are the Reebok ones.
And those would not show butt sweat.
No.
Because they're just like, there's so much going on. Yeah, there's so much going on.
Cals, I don't know if I'm gonna buy these for you. I mean, she can certainly buy them herself.
Yeah.
They're
you wouldn't
little,
want your wife wearing
flamboyant.
Those?
They're a little flamboyant.
I don't
you don't think she'd wear them.
But they're only $50.
Well,
that's the
then
other
we can buy
thing.
Two of them.
So,
oh my
yeah, so Reebok had this amazing stand at Dick's Sporting Goods with all this cool
right,
CrossFit
yeah,
gear.
Yeah.
And that's, oh, those are cool too.
Claire
keeps showing me these.
They do
awesome.
With like recommended next products. Look at those.
Go on Reebok, you guys. Look at their leggings. Pretty awesome.
Okay, maybe.
Can you see Joy wearing those?
Yeah. Yes,
you
with,
know
with those same exact shoes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe you're Chuck Taylors or whatever.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, did you see those Innovate heel
yes.
thing? They are selling those now.
Are they?
You can get them on
okay.
Girl. They're like $35.
Okay, here's what I thought, though, when I saw that. Because after using my Ollie shoes for the first time, which was amazing.
See? Welcome to the club.
Oh, my gosh.
So Matt Karasik used TJ's lifting shoes for the first time doing the back squats on Thursday. And Matt has ankle mobility issues. And he goes into a squat and he's like, oh my God. And TJ's like, I just took your squat virginity. He's
yeah.
like, everyone, you just witnessed Matt Karasik's squat cherry being popped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Mike witnessed mine.
Yeah.
He was like, this is the moment. You're
yeah.
you're having a moment
See?
Right now. I'm like, it is amazing.
Welcome.
So the thing.
Welcome to the club.
For real.
It's amazing. They're cheat shoes, but they're whack.
They're amazing.
Welcome. Welcome. It's great to have you here.
Yeah.
So if you guys are in question about buying them,
they're so worth it.
It's
yeah.
so worth it. But okay, so the ones that you just kind of slip on, the thing that I was like wondering about is the thing that I love about those shoes is
mm-hmm.
it's so like you literally feel like you have glue on the bottom of your foot
right.
that you cannot move.
Yes.
So if
on
you
the
just No, on the Reebok ones
oh,
that I have.
Gotcha, I'm sorry.
So if you had just like a heel strap on like
yeah, when I was training, I was really trying not to strap on, but
huh.
I just couldn't.
Sorry.
Huh.
Just, oh, okay,
Joy's having a moment.
Sorry.
You guys are bothered. I'm wearing a Scott walk again.
Okay.
Awkward.
I was wondering if that would have the same like capability. Yeah.
Yeah,
if
I don't know.
Still,
well,
that would worry me. Is that
yeah.
if it just like was just a thing that you put on the heel, then that would worry
yeah.
me. Because that's what I really like about the LA shoes. It's just like it's flat, stuck to the ground.
Yeah. Not going anywhere.
Ugh, it's awesome.
Let's squat it out.
It's like yeah, starts from the ground
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
good placement.
Totally.
Good feet placement. Stuck
Exciting.
To the ground.
Yeah, your knees.
Your knees
on.
Can.
Yeah.
I got my knee sleeves on. I felt like my legs could actually like be my knees could push out, and then
yeah.
I felt this probably sounds really stupid. But I felt like I was working different muscles in my legs. So it was just because I could, like, move my legs
right.
in a different way. And I wasn't, like, shaking like a baby bird.
Right.
Shaking like a baby bird. Like
yeah.
a Polaroid picture, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I have, like, baby bird legs when it comes to squats sometimes. Is there just, like,
knees dive in?
Yeah. Everything's just shaking all over
yeah.
the place. Yeah.
I feel like my groin muscles are, like, really tight after squatting a lot because I'm, like, forcing my knees out. I'm like, you're a butterfly. Be a butterfly. Be a butterfly.
Beautiful butterfly.
Yeah. Just a peacock, don't
yeah.
spread my. Just let me fly.
Just a, you had a squat if you're a peacock. All those feathers
are gonna
fly. Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
It's hard to put the thing on your back. Just my personal opinion.
I don't know. I like. Okay, from here, how much time? Where are we?
We have about 5 minutes left.
Oh,
5 to 7.
All right. Well then. Well, I say this. I hope I haven't disappointed the listeners, but I'm just an imagination. But this has been super fun for me. Almost like make a wish.
Wow.
Good
thing
you're
terminally ill.
Yeah.
Chris.
This has got exciting stuff. So CrossFit's a journey. You talk about that all the time in your different
yes.
podcasts, right? I feel like that magic number is 7. Where is this journey in 7 years for you guys?
Interesting.
That's a great
number.
Question.
We only have 5 minutes.
Whew.
7 years.
In 7 years.
Do I want to... I mean, I definitely still want to be doing CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... I would be surprised if it ever becomes more a part of my life than it is now. I mean, it's a pretty huge part of my life right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, for me to make it more a part of my life, I would have to almost quit my job. Like, I don't know how I could really. But I think that I want to get more into coaching. That one day that I coached, I loved it. It was so fun.
Good.
You know, I don't know what that would look like. But I don't know. I think that it's just, like, it's just been an interesting way to just learn really different things about myself and in a way that I never thought that you could from a fitness program. So yeah, I mean, I see myself doing it until I can physically no longer do it, which may,
right.
you know, who knows what
yeah,
that would
who knows
mean.
What that
yeah.
means. What about you,
John? I see it in the same way. I don't know if I would amp it up any more than I'm already doing it, but what comes to mind for me is if I decide to have kids, I always think about the badass moms that come back and get stronger that way. So I think that's something that is on my radar.
Yeah.
Because I'm 36. And but also just continuing to inspire people
sure.
to try it and get healthy in whatever way they can. But I think CrossFit is a great way to do that. And just, you know, whether it be by example or through this podcast, I think that's just something that I'm really passionate about. It's a great way to...
Yeah.
to get into being healthy and you have the support around you. And we always talk about CrossFit family. And
yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I see me.
Yeah, for me, the thing I've gotten most out of the CrossFit community is that community feel,
yeah,
but
totally.
Just that so much positive energy that comes out of it, right? And you guys talk about it all the time. Like, look, if you go to a gym and it's not your style, leave. Go someplace else.
Right.
You know, there's, what, 8,000, and they plan on there being 10,000 affiliates by the end of this year.
Yeah.
Find someplace else in town that has more of your vibe. And I can see that in you guys. You guys are very positive, and you know, I certainly wish you guys the best, you know, moving forward in this, you know, 5-7, you know. I never thought I'd be here. I'm less than 2 years in the CrossFit world, right? And I'm fully immersed. And I feel for my wife, because all I want to do is go home and talk CrossFit with you. And she's like, oh, that's great. Have you taken out the garbage? You know, she's very supportive. Don't get me wrong. She's very great.
Wait,
but
it's not her world.
But it's not her world.
Totally.
You know, and I come from a lot of athletic background. I was a rower in high school. I rowed in college.
Oh, can you please
know?
Help me?
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm more than happy to help you with your, you know, stomp of your feet or
Yay.
Whatever it is. Yeah. So like, for me, this is a very natural place. And I feel like this community, for people who may or may not have done high school sports.
Yeah.
This is what high school sports was about, you know, that camaraderie.
That's what so many people say, where they're like, you know, I did team sports in high school and or college, and you know, like after that, I just could never find that feeling again, and I really missed it.
This is it.
And that's, you know, and then they found CrossFit and like got it back, like kind of like the team mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I think it's interesting too, because it's like, on the one hand, you know, it's not like a team in the sense that your performance affects anyone else, but like you still feel that way, like you still feel accountable.
Yeah.
Like if I don't show up, or if I, you know, just like gain a lot, I feel really bad.
Because
no one else is gaming it, hopefully.
Gaming it. So with the Open, by the way, I do have to say, from your, I think it was maybe two podcasts ago, you were talking about going getting the tips online. You know, that's huge. Figure out.
Yeah.
You know.
That helped a ton.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that until like the second or third one last year.
Me judging you. Like,
yes, that's how it started.
That's how it all started.
Oh, Chris, I remember that. Chris judged my, I think it was Open. 3 or 4 open
the box
workout?
Jumps and the shoulder overhead.
Deadlifts, something.
Deadlift,
it's like deadlifts and push presses. Anyway, I totally remember that. That was funny. And that's when the video, we're going to have to put the video of Chris doing no rep up.
We can do another one.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I feel stronger in my no rep.
Do you?
This season.
Yeah. It was like.
Or maybe not have you as my judge.
Why?
Because
you don't want to be pushed?
I don't want you to no rep me.
Well, then do the movement right. I totally just gave her a principal face.
He did.
Do it right.
Disappointed father face.
Right.
No.
Right, well,
you were just shamed.
Oh, that's
principal
office.
Your choice.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. And it was like, I think you no-repped me 2 or 3 times. And then I made him do like a no-rep video. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Because he was like,
well, that's what I like
very
about
dramatic.
The Open. You know, because it's like, look, you can do the those reps and however you do it, but here's our standards, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are our standards.
Yeah,
you can go to boot camp. You can
go
to other places.
Yeah,
and, you know, you can do a half of a squat or whatever it is, and then walk out of the gym and feel great, right? Still have that same camaraderie and pause. But this is how we do things in the CrossFit world. Here are our standards, and for me, it's like, you know, if you're not getting deep enough, then you're not doing it right.
Yes,
right. So,
it's not that you're not doing a squat; you're just not doing CrossFit.
CrossFit squat or Olympic squat or whatever.
Have you ever heard of anything about like judges, I guess counting the reps that shouldn't have counted, like in the Open? So,
coaches,
huge
controversy last year, right? Like,
so
a bunch of athletes got disqualified.
Did they?
They, if you place, so like every Open wad, if you win that Open wad, if you like place first in the world in that Open wad, then you get like a huge cash prize.
That's right.
And you have to submit a video of you doing that in order for it to be eligible. And so people submit their score and then submit the video, and the video would be like, no, that's not what that was.
Gotcha.
But in order to like, you know, be judged, you have to have a judge who's taken like the CrossFit judge whatever certification course. And so then they went back and like took away their judge's certification because they were like, you know, if you're counting these reps, then you clearly
don't know. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I always wonder about that because there's what?
Yeah.
How many people are signed up for the Open? A ton?
Like,
you gotta wonder.
$150,000.
You gotta wonder if there's judges out there that are just like
whatever.
Looks good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah. Well, and it's one thing to do that, like with, you know, you're kind of like average person, but like if you're really competing for that top spot, then you need more consistent.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, Chris,
I definitely wasn't at the top spot.
No, I was not worried about that.
I was not even worried.
Sorry about it calling out of my performance. I remember when they had that wad where it was like Fran with Chester Bar. It was like 3 rounds of 15 thrusters and then Chester Bar pull-ups. And TJ being like, all right, what's your goal for this? I was like, 16. 1 round of thrusters, maybe. I mean, it's like, I mean, you had like, what, 8 minutes?
Yeah.
I was like, so it's going to take me like 2 minutes to get through the thrusters, and then I'll have 6 minutes to try to get a Chester Bar pull-up.
I don't want to get through these reps to go more. I don't want to do
right.
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one because it was like, the better you are, the more punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. All right.
Oh, Chris, thank you for coming.
Well,
yeah,
I appreciate
it. Was this fun for you?
This was very fun for me.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Was it everything you'd hoped for and more?
Yes.
And more. Great. Well, we will talk to you guys next
week.
Yeah,
wait. Let's do quick announcements about our February 22nd Girls Gone Wad Day.
Girls Gone Wad Day, February 22nd. Come to CrossFit J. We're going to be bedazzling everything. We're
watching Mean Girls.
Watching Mean Girls.
Playing fun
we
music.
We might drink. Mimosas.
Do you want to come? Is your wife coming?
I could send my wife in to bedazzle something.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to pass
on. She can bedazzle your weightlifting belt for you.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yes.
It can say no regrets or something in the back. Fake it
till
you make it. Fake it till you make it on your weightlifting belt.
That sounds good. I like all that. Or not.
No,
but
it's going to happen. Wait, I know where you keep your weightlifting belt.
This is like, what is it? No, what's that stuff that people wear to Vegas all the time?
Ed Hardy.
Oh, my God.
Oh. How did you just put those together?
So is Brandon.
That was
Hardy
a good
is.
One. I'm like,
oh,
where's he going with this? And
about.
You just went Ed Hardy.
It's the only way men wear bedazzled is on Ed Hardy.
I don't
and
get
then
it.
I just laugh.
Do you know anyone who? No offense, anyone who's wearing Ed Hardy.
No,
We're not judging.
I'm judging.
Are we judging?
I'm judging.
I kind of judge. There's a certain type of person can pull that off. I certainly can't.
And not
I can pull off leg warmers, can't pull off Ed Hardy. I'm just saying.
Just saying, guys. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, have a great week.
Have a great week, you guys.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.